This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
And welcome to Real Side with Joe Messina. I am Dave Sussman, your host and purveyor over at Whiskey Politics. And it's good to be back in the chair here in a August edition for me. I haven't been back here in a couple of months, so thank you. For those of you that are in the chat rooms, I got to tell you, this is my favorite forum. I'm on several different platforms, and for those that don't know me, Dave Sussman, I have a show called Whiskey Politics. I'm also at America's Voice Live. It is a show at America's Voice News daily from 10 to 12 Pacific time. You can find us talking about news and commentary, and there is just so much news out there going on in this world. So anyway, it is good to be back in the chair, and Tammy and Cody working here. We are going to have a fun 3 hours tonight. But I got to tell you, and I'm just going to start out kind of on a negative note, and I don't mean to be, but I think what has happened over the past few days in the media is we all know the Trump derangement syndrome of the last couple of years. And, you know, we've talked about it a lot. I've talked about it here in Joe's chair. I talk about it on my show all the time. But I think Buck Sexton said it perfectly. And I'm just going to read a tweet that he put up. And he says, "We really are in the midst of a politically induced mass psychosis. Anti-Trump hatred has turned clinical. It is a pandemic of crazy. Millions of libs really need to turn off the screen, take a walk, breathe deeply, and say something nice to a stranger." He's absolutely right. And I think what's happened over the past few days since these horrific shootings in El Paso and Dayton following a shooting in, was it Lodi, California? Not Lodi, I'm sorry, Gilroy, California, Garlic Festival. We have seen something that I don't think we've seen in the past 3 years with the left. And when I say the left, I am, of course, talking about not just politicians. I'm talking about the media. I'm talking about journalists. I'm talking about television personalities. I'm talking about folks that are running for president. I'm talking about congressmen, congresswomen. Talking about teachers and people on the streets and our neighbors. It is getting just downright ugly, folks. And I am going to suggest that what happened a couple of weeks ago with the explosion, or I should say implosion, of the Mueller hearings really scared the Democrats. They were putting everything they possibly had into Mueller coming up with some kind of impeachable offense on this president. And when it turned out to be, as Van Jones from CNN called, a big nothing burger, they had to pivot. And where did they pivot to? Well, they went back to what they do best, and basically, they basically call all of you and me and the 50% of this population in our country, good, God-fearing people, racists, xenophobes, and bigots. And yeah, Dave, they've been calling me that for years. I know, but what they have done now is that they've turned it bionic. They have gone full, I'm not going to use the word, the T word. You know what I'm saying? You don't go full T. That's a bad word nowadays. Well, I'm going to give you a couple of examples. First of all, we saw a couple of things in the media just over the past couple of days. The first one here is from MSNBC's anchor Nicole Wallace, who claimed that the president is talking about exterminating Latinos during her show. Here's a clip.
Certainly the last Republican president fought for, sought, and it's not ideal, but had 44% of
right.
the Latino vote. It was so politically powerful inside the last Republican administration. President Obama used the power of the presidency mm-hmm. to try to pass comprehensive immigration reform with the Latino community, Latino leaders at the table. You now have a president, as you said, talking about exterminating
right.
Latinos.
It's not even, to
and
me, it's not
if
even
we go from there, it gets
president.
Even worse. You know, obviously in a place where you're going to have so many people that are scared, and we want to honor those people that were killed at these shootings. President Trump ordered the lowering of the American flag to half staff. And former FBI assistant, director of counterintelligence, Frank Figluzzi, spoke with Brian Williams on MSNBC about Donald Trump's white supremacist rhetoric and how extremists interpret it. And then he went on a tangent and a conspiracy theory unlike I don't think I've ever heard.
So it's the little things and language and messaging that matters. The president said that we will fly our flags at half mast until August 8th. That's 8-8. Now, I'm not going to imply that he did this deliberately, but I am using it as an example of the ignorance of the adversary that's being demonstrated by the White House. The numbers 8-8 are very significant in neo-Nazi and white supremacy movement. Why? Because the letter H is the eighth letter of the alphabet. And to them, the numbers 8-8 together stand for Heil Hitler. So we're going to be raising the flag back up at dusk on 8-8. No one's thinking about
that. Folks, this is insane. We are now beyond parody. We are now in a place where what the media is doing, along with politicians like Castro, who are doxing the high income donations, you know, the contributors to Trump's campaign. You saw that as well in San Antonio. They are creating such a divisive atmosphere in our country right now that it is cancerous and it is metastasizing across this country. And I am saying this right now as somebody that believes in civility and unity. So we're going to talk about this a lot tonight. After the break, we're going to have Martha Bonetta with Trump 2020, who's going to be joining us, and we're going to get right into this. Dave Sussman in the chair for Joe Messina here at the Real Side Radio. Don't go away. We've got a big night coming up.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you it's short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also, I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
But after dinner, don't put any of those old cheap moves on me.
No.
It's different.
I have all new cheap moves.
You can find me daily, from 10 to 12 at America's Voice News, at America's Voice Live, as well as my show, Whiskey Politics. And don't forget to follow us at Facebook as well. You know, we started out the show, we were just talking about this pandemic of crazy right now that has taken place on the left since these shootings. And it's not that they weren't crazy before, but it seems that they have just gone into total overload breakdown. And to talk about this, I wanted to bring in a good friend to the show and somebody that I've met a few times at different events around the country, Martha Panetta, who is the head of, is it Vote America First, Martha?
Yes, Vote America First.
Welcome. How are you, my friend?
Great. It's so good to be on the show with you. I love what you do. And last time I saw you, we were in California. We'd been on the red carpet, I believe, for Unplanned, the movie, right?
That's right. Absolutely. You got a great memory. You've only been to 1,000 different affairs since that point, but listen.
Well, you are unforgettable.
Oh, well, thank you.
Love for America and what you're doing.
Thank
you
so much. Likewise. So anyway, I want to get straight into this with you because I know you're on the front lines. You're meeting with the White House. You're involved on a day-to-day basis to try and obviously ensure that Donald Trump wins re-election and also people around the country as well. Since the shootings over the weekend, what I have seen is a total meltdown by the left. And, you know, we talked about, before you came on, we talked about MSNBC talking about conspiracy theories of flags at half-mast, referring to 8-8 being a Heil Hitler sign, or that Trump wants to basically kill all Latinos. These are things that are on NBC News. Mika Brzezinski, she says that she, you know, Trump wants these mass murders, inciting hatred, violence, and racism. What is going on right now, Martha? Have you ever seen it this bad?
I've never seen anything like this before, and it's even worse than that. It's the radicalized left that have lost their minds, and they are just grasping at straws. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. So basically, to the extent to which we have donors to Donald J. Trump for president, their identities, they're basically being doxxed. Their names, their companies are all being plastered all over the World Wide Web, and, you know, threats are being made to them. It's egregious, it's outrageous, and it's because the left knows that they cannot win this coming presidential election. The economy is at an all-time high. Unemployment is at an all-time low. I mean, you know, the unemployment rates for African Americans, for minorities, for women, for Latinos are an all-time low. I mean, it is so egregious when we have a president. He has lifted more women up in his administration, more minorities than any other administration. So what we're seeing here is a complete unhinged, radicalized left.
Where did this come from? Because I have a theory, and I voiced it at the beginning of the show, that I think what happened is that about 2 to 3 weeks ago, when Robert Mueller took stage center at the congressional hearings, the Democrats were absolutely mortified, and they had to pivot, and they immediately went back to what they know and do best, and that is refer to anybody that doesn't agree with them or their policies as racist. Would you agree with that?
100%, because they bet on the wrong horse, if you will, in the sense that they put everything on the Mueller report. They bet on Mueller, and it was a miserable fail. They proved that they were full of malarkey and a bunch of lies and conspiracy theories that went nowhere. And now they have to, as you said, pivot. And so now they're trying to incite the base and create and polarize the American people more than ever before, particularly along racial lines. And we're seeing that is really creating all kinds of problems all across the country. I mean, they're even blaming the shootings on the president of the United States. It's an outrage.
Yeah, they're not only just blaming him for the shootings, but they're actually blaming his supporters now. There are politicians and presidential candidates that are outwardly stating that if you support this president, you support murder. Okay, so here's my concern, because most of us on the right of center or libertarian, Republican, conservative, whatever brand of conservatism you are, we look at this and roll our eyes. But how many people are low information voters that are sucking this stuff up and believe it? Because this is all the media is talking about now.
You're absolutely correct. In fact, I posted about this and I've done some commentary on it. And my concern is that there are some radicalized, let's just call them what they are. They're radicalized nut jobs. They have so much, they hate President Trump more than they love America, right? And so because of that, they're being enticed by the rhetoric that they're hearing. You have Joe Biden falsely claimed today that President Trump doesn't deny the Ku Klux Klan.
Yeah.
Joe Biden. And yet, there are 7 examples of President Trump condemning and rejecting the KKK, neo-Nazis, and white supremacists.
Yeah, but
he did that to the World Wide Web, to the globe. And so you're right. These low information on voters, these low information individuals. This is all they hear, and it's creating. It's really unsafe. I'm very concerned for the donors. I'm very concerned for the donors whose names have been thrown out there, and they've been condemned for supporting alleged racism because that's what the left wants to do now. They're going to terrorize and harass Trump supporters and donors. That's what we're seeing unfold.
Yeah, and I want to get into Joaquin Castro after the break with you as well, because what he is doing is actually putting people's lives at stake, and this is getting really dangerous. But before we get to the break, tell everybody where they can find you. I know you're all over social media.
Yeah. So it's Martha Bonetta, and I can be reached at www.marthabonetta.com. I'm getting around 900 emails a day. I don't get to all of them, but at the time I receive them, but eventually I respond to all of them. Sometimes I get hate mail too, because I love America and I support our country, but that's okay. I can be reached at martha@marthabonetta.com, Martha Bonetta on Twitter, Instagram, and on Facebook. And I encourage people to reach out, follow me. If you love America and you love Donald J. Trump, he's the greatest president of my lifetime. Promises made, promises delivered. I want to hear from you.
Yeah, and it's definitely a great site, your Facebook page. I think I follow it. I see you come up frequently.
Great.
And you're traveling around the country, yeah, and you're on the front lines. And I got to tell you, everything that you're doing right now, for a lot of people that are just learning about you, you really have an incredible, indelible impact upon this upcoming campaign and the election. Real quickly, insider tidbit here. How is everybody feeling in the campaign right now? Are they positive, optimistic? Are they concerned about 2020?
100%. 100%. You know, it's really interesting. Women love our president. This president has lifted more women up in this administration than ever before.
Right.
And I'm seeing crowds and support.
We're gonna get you right after the break here. Dave Sussman here in the chair for Joe Messina at Real Side. Don't go away, folks. This conversation is going to continue.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump visited El Paso and Dayton to honor the 31 people killed in mass shootings over the weekend. He was met by protesters demanding action against gun violence. tempers flared at the El Paso Walmart Memorial even before the president's visit. Some people told a woman who was wearing a MAGA hat that it was disrespectful. A large number of protesters also turned out near a hospital that the president visited. The president spoke about his visit.
We went to the hospital, just came from the hospital. We were there a lot longer than we were anticipated to be. It was supposed to be just a fairly quick. We met with numerous people. We met with also the doctors, the nurses, the medical staff.
This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Here's how you get him. He pulls a knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue. That's the Chicago way.
And Dave Sussman back in the chair for Joe Messina. It is great to be back here. It's summertime, and I got to tell you right now, first of all, I know the Facebook room is just going crazy right now. People are just as upset as I probably sound right now. But this is why I love this show, because we've got the best Facebook room of all media all across the United States here at The Real Side. We are on over 52 stations on the GCN network, as well as on Salem Media as well on several different stations. So it's great to be here. If you want to give us a phone call, you can call us at 855-732-5563 and join us at the Facebook room. Dave Sussman here, and we are coming back here with Martha Bonetta. And Martha, first of all, again, tell us a little bit about the organization that you are part of. Fascinating.
Sure. So I'm with Vote America First. We entrench all over our great nation into communities, and we help folks get organized. We help get out the vote. We help lift up great American patriots into office that love America, love our Constitution, and want to support America First legislation, and want to create and further Donald Trump's vision for America. And then we also go and make sure that those that run for office are that don't love America, don't want to make America first, we campaign against them, and we make sure that the American people know just how much they hate America, and we make sure that we entrench in communities and the people engaged and involved.
Martha, one such person I would love for you guys to have on your radar and see whether you can replace him is a congressman out of San Antonio, Texas. His name is Joaquin Castro, and he's not only a congressman, but he is the chair of his brother's campaign, who's running for president. Let me just first ask you this, okay, because, before we get into the doxing situation with Joaquin Castro, we have seen in the past few days people calling for the murder, for basically just wiping out Trump voters. We're seeing it on Twitter. We're seeing it on social media.
Yes.
And it is stemming from the leadership, not just in the Democratic Party, but we're also seeing it from our mainstream media. How long is it going to be until we see somebody killed for this purpose? I'm not talking about a mass shooting.
Listen, this is a subject that I want us to talk about. You know, Steve Rogers, he served our country. He was a policeman in New York City. He's a surrogate. He's on the board for Trump 2020. a great man who loves America, and he served our country and would have died for our country in the line of battle on the streets of New York as a police officer as well. And he was threatened with a bullet in the heart because he supports our president. We just have, you know, we have a voodoo doll of McConnell, and you have Chanel Helm, you know, screaming to stab him in the heart. Of course, she used expletives I'm not going to use. But this is so outrageous and so egregious. You know, nobody in America should live in fear because of their political beliefs. And here we have a radicalized left that hates America truly so much, hates our president so much that and they're so upset because our economy is booming. You know, unemployment's at an all-time low. We are oil independent. We're no longer in need of oil from countries that want to kill us and destroy us. And we're thriving. We're a nation thriving, and they can't stand that. And so what they're going to do is terrorize and harass anybody that supports President Donald J. Trump. They want to terrorize and harass our donors. And we saw that with Castro, right?
Yeah.
He publishes the names of the donors. He publishes the names of their corporations. Many of these, you know, these corporations are nonpartisan corporations. They support people that are left, right, independent, undecided, libertarian. These are hardworking Americans that built their businesses the old fashioned way. They earned it. And to say that these individuals that donate to the president are racist and that they, you know, that they are white supremacists and all of these things, it's an outrage. And I'm worried about their safety. We have to pray for them. And they also have to be careful because there are crazy people out there.
It's crazy people, and it goes back to the point that I wanted to discuss with you on this, because Joaquin Castro, you know, naming private citizens and their employers, as you just mentioned, he's targeting them for their political views and exercising their First Amendment rights. What should happen to him? Because, I mean, if you're talking about the fact that the man is an elected official, he is a congressman representing the United States Congress. He is not some blogger from his mother's basement. Is there any repercussions that can be had here?
Well, you know, he needs to be held accountable for inciting violence. You know, this is a man who is in office to serve all the people. And for him to be inciting violence against hardworking Americans because of their political beliefs, something has to be done. He needs to be sanctioned. He needs to be held accountable. And, you know, let's see if anything will happen, because if anything happens to any one of these individuals, the blood is on Castro's hands.
Yeah.
Let's be clear on that. The blood is on his hands.
Yeah.
Because he's the one that incited it. He's the one that is creating the outrage in America amongst the radicalized left that want to harm anybody that doesn't agree with them or that loves America or that supports our president. And, you know, he needs to be held accountable.
Yeah. Kevin McCarthy, targeting and harassing Americans because of their political beliefs is shameful and dangerous. What happened to when they go low, we go high? Or does that no longer matter when your brother is polling at 1%? Americans deserve
better. That's exactly right.
Is it that the Democrats are so desperate, especially the ones at 1%, 2%, 3%? You saw this with Beto this week. He said the same thing, that he did not want the president of the United States to come and grieve with the families of this mass shooter. You know, is this just about look at me, let me get on a platform and a pedestal? In other words, is it about themselves over country?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, you know, look, I am in Northern Virginia, in Virginia, where we had the President of the United States come to Jamestown, Virginia to celebrate the 400th anniversary of the oldest legislative body in our nation. It was nonpartisan. He didn't say a word about partisan politics. It was about celebrating a great historical achievement in our great nation. And there, you know, there were members of our General Assembly, including our governor, that refused to attend because they hate our president so much. And one of our sitting General Assembly members actually interrupted him with a sign, screamed and yelled, disrupted this historic nonpartisan speech. I mean, it gave him his 3 minutes of fame that he otherwise wouldn't have.
Yeah.
And what we're seeing here is an attempt to create fake outrage to bring attention to themselves and basically do anything that they can to discredit and tear down this great president that has done more. He's achieved more in his tenure as president than any other president has. And it's a sad day in America when we're seeing this type of insightful rhetoric from a sitting congressman.
Yeah, it's having an impact. It really does affect people, especially marginal people. When I say marginal, people that may be mentally imbalanced or people that are just angry to begin with. And we see them all the time. In fact, there's an article in Gateway Pundit that came up, I think, this morning, and it says it begins death camps to all Trump supporters. Flyers were posted in New York City. And if you take a look at this thing, there's a picture of Donald Trump with a skull over his head. It says death camps for Trump supporters now. And so, you know, listen, this level of intolerance, and we're coming into our another break here in just a minute. This level of intolerance of conservative beliefs is that if you do not believe what we believe, if you do not want our policies, if you disagree with us on any different level, then you are somebody that needs to be wiped out. You need to be terminated. And this is the mindset that we're now starting to see, not only on social media, where you've seen this for years by the crazies, but this is, as we've talked about already, it's now stemming up into our mainstream media, where MSNBC and CNN are just perpetuating this narrative hour after hour. And the people are sitting in their homes, Martha. They're watching this, and this is their truth.
Okay.
This is what they believe now about this president. And you can't argue with them because they think that you're nuts. You're insane that this president is not a racist. And so
that's right.
As we go into our final break here, you believe that Trump Inc., and I want to talk about this after the break, and also illegal immigration as well. So we're going to come back after the break. We're going to get into Trump 2020, what we're looking at for the election, with Martha Panetta, Dave Sussman here, Real Side Radio. Don't go away, folks.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text 211 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text 211 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's D-O-1-1 to 350-350.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Welcome, swingers. Pull up a groove and get fabulous.
I can't watch this because it's creepy and wrong and sick. However, I will watch out of curiosity.
The Real Side. Now, Joe Messina.
And Dave Sussman in the chair for Joe Messina. Back at it. We are finishing up our first hour here with Martha Bonetta, who, folks, I don't know if you realize this, but you have one of America's most amazing women on the line with us from Country Women Magazine. And, she was inducted by the National Capital Friends of the NRA into the Hall of Fame in 2017. Martha, it's a privilege to have you on the line with us, and I know that you are so instrumental in behind the scenes of Trump 2020. I asked you a question a couple of segments ago, and I wanted to get more into it with you right now, and that is, okay, with this hatred that we're seeing right now, this threat of violence against Trump supporters and everything else where Trump is racist coming out of it, the psychology and the feeling right now that is going on in Trump 2020, where are they right now as far as their concern or their belief in the suburban women's vote? Because a lot of people are saying that a lot of women are being turned off by this toxicity that we're seeing right now. What are they thinking about 2020?
Well, first of all, I am a proud American woman, and I support Donald Trump, and I have the privilege of traveling all across our great nation and speaking with women from every walk of life, every race, every religious belief, every, you know, no matter what the color of their skin, where they come from, what their educational background is, what their education is, you know, I talk to people. I go into communities and I sit at kitchen tables and I go into diners and I talk to parents and I talk to individuals and I talk to women and I want to hear from them. And if you listen to the news, the hateful rhetoric, the CNN news polls and everywhere else, you would think, you know, based on what you hear, you would think that American women, hate the president. But I want to tell you that when I travel all across our country, I do hear from women who say, gee, I don't like some of the stuff he says. I wish he would tone down Twitter. But you know what? I love what he's doing for our country. You know, I love that my child who graduated from college and was in the Obama administration, couldn't find a job, is now employed and doing well and out on his own. And I love that America is open for business now. And so, you know, I think that we need to, just as we learned from 2016, you know, the fake polls are out there. If you believe the polls, you would have believed that Hillary Clinton was going to win that election. But I knew, and you knew, from being out there on the trail and seeing thousands and thousands of Americans, you know, take their kids out of school, use their vacation week and their sick week to stand in line for hours because they were so inspired by Donald Trump. And, you know, historically, Americans vote with their pocketbook. And I know you're concerned about the woman's vote. Women have controlled who is president in our country since the 1960s. And women are voting with their pocketbooks. They're inspired. They have hope for the future. We have an administration where the president is lifting women up. And time and time again, all across our country, women are coming out and they're saying how much they support our president. They love what he's doing for the economy and the hope that he's giving our nation for the future and the stability that we have in terms of, you know, the job market and new opportunities. So, you know, and I know you're concerned and I want us to talk about that. But from what we're seeing out there all across our nation, we're seeing that women, you know, they care about their families. They care about putting food on the table. They want a secure, safe environment for their country, for their families. And for the first time in a long time, they have a president who's making America first, who's making families first, who's making sure that our country is safe and secure. And that means so much to women who are the backbone of our country.
Do you think, and I agree with you, that you have to separate the man from the policy, and I don't have a lot of problems with the man. I think that he has been just ridiculed and lambasted by the media to the point. And do I love every single one of his tweets? No, not always. But at the same time, the policies are everything that you would want as a wish list, as a dream list, if you were a conservative. And honestly, I wouldn't have expected him or any Republican president to get as much done as he has. But when you take a look at this hatred and this vitriol, and I want to kind of segue here into illegal immigration, folks.
Correct.
Okay, I'm a naturalized immigrant, all right? So, you know, I know the Democrats like to say the Republicans and conservatives and Donald Trump hate immigrants. We don't. We love immigrants. We love immigrants legally.
That's right, 100%. I love immigrants.
Right? So do it the right way. 100%. Get in a long line like I did. It took me 12 years to become naturalized. But Martha, this vitriol that we're hearing right now in the media, is it by design, do you think, that the CNN, the MSNBCs, and most of the rest of the mainstream media are just hitting this so hard that they want people to be so sick of this president that maybe, and this is maybe my little tinfoil hat conspiracy theory, that this, they think, is the only way that they can win in 2020? That they just want people so sick of this toxicity, that they just want anything else.
You have just hit the nail on the head. You are spot on. Listen, what are they going to complain about? We have a president who wants to give us a safe country with secure borders, wants to secure our country, national security. What are they going to argue about? The stock market, the economy. What, you know, think about it. I mean, energy independence. What are they going to beat him up on? So what they have to do is they have to try and turn him into a three-headed monster in the eyes of the American people, because that's all they got. That's all they have, right? I mean, that's all they have. You're spot on.
Yeah, yeah.
But I believe that the American people are smart. American people value secure national security. They value a safe country for their families, for themselves. They value America being open for business. They value right. America first. And this president is delivering.
In our last couple of minutes, because I want to get to this issue with you, let's talk about illegal immigration. It takes both the left and the right to come together to figure it out. Is there any way that we can get some kind of illegal immigration or immigration reform bill through Congress to the president's desk before 2020, or even if President Trump wins re-election eventually?
The president has said that he believes it can be done, and I have faith in this president. So, you know, I believe that there is a lot of common ground. Let me put it this way. If anybody can do it, it's President Donald J. Trump. If anybody can do it, he can. And if not, it's because the left hates our president more than they love our country. And not only that, you know, I want to remind all of your listeners, you know, this has been said time and time again, and that is, if you are not over the target, you are not getting shot at. And that's what we're seeing here with this president. You know, how many times are we disappointed because on the campaign trail, you know, we're promised the world, and then our elected get into office and they disappoint us time and time again. And yet we have a president who has proven that, you know, he is delivering on his promises over and over again. And, you know, he's created a high bar. And, you know, I hope and pray that, you know, his legacy continues on in, you know, future presidents, administration, because he's left a very high bar, big shoes to fill. And I want everybody listening to your show to get out there and to fight for this president, because when you fight for this president, you're fighting for our nation, you're fighting for freedom, you're fighting for making America first.
This last week has been absolutely awful. I'm feeling it in my gut. It's like this weight.
Yeah.
And I feel that this is cancerous for the United States. I feel like it's metastasizing through our media. And it really is making people ill and sick. Does it continue at this trajectory for the next 15 months, Martha? Or are they going to just throw everything that they continue at us?
Yes.
They are.
Yes. Expect the worst. I think it's going to get worse. It's going to be, I think this is going to be the most vitriolic, horrific presidential election in terms of what we're going to see unfold with the hatred toward us. And by us, I mean those of us that crave an America First agenda, that support this president and this administration. It's going to get a lot worse. But we're tough and we're strong. And we've been here before in 2016, right? And we're going to prevail. We're going to win. And when we do, we're going to have four more years of prosperity in our nation. But you're right. It's going to get very ugly. And I'm concerned about the safety of many individuals that have been threatened. And we have to pray for our country and pray for our president.
Yeah, in our last minute here, this election is going to come down to a few counties in a few states. What is the campaign doing in those counties and states?
Well, you can see it. You know, you can see it for yourself. I mean, you know, spending lots of time in key areas across our country, reaching out to voters. And again, so often, you know, the fake news media that hates our president, you know, all they want to do is deceive the American people, really lie to the American people about our country and about our president. And, you know, we are proving time and time again that they are lying. And I encourage folks to really focus on where our country is right now and where it was during the Obama administration. Because let me tell you, you know, we're on the brink of our country. You know, think about all of the candidates that you saw on the Democrat stage. Remember what they said? They all rose their hands. And they said, you know, that they would provide medical care to illegal immigrants in our country when we have veterans that aren't able to get the best medical care possible.
Martha Panetta, find her at Paris Barnes all over social media. She is the chairman of Vote America First. Thank you so much, Martha. I really do appreciate you taking the time late night for you on the East Coast. And we'll have you on again real soon. Thank you so much. Dave Sussman.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
And we'll be back after the break here at Real Side Radio. Don't go away.